You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy?
Yeah, he's the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And, Kirby, we have with us as a first-time guest on the line, Dick Grant, who is the Executive Director of the Howell Nature Center. Welcome to the program, Dick.
Thanks, Lee. How are you doing this morning? Hi, Kirby. How are you?
Hello. Good. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, we really appreciate your coming on the show, Dick. Can you share with our audience who may not be familiar with the Howell Nature Center, can you tell us a little bit about where it's located and what it's all about?
Sure. Thanks, Lee. We're located between Howell and Pinckney. We're about 35 minutes from the west end of Lansing off of I-96. To find us, actually, you just take I-96 and exit at 137. That's the exit past the outlet mall. And once you exit there, you turn right on D-19 and head down about 5 miles and look for the signs to the Howell Nature Center. We're a very unique facility. I don't think there's another facility in the country that is as unique as we are. We actually have our base or our foundation, if you will, as a church camp, believe it or not. We're owned and operated by the Presbytery of Detroit. And the word Presbytery is a fancy name the Presbyterians call their districts. And way back in 1978, I was hired to diversify the programs that the Howell Nature Center had. And at that point in time, we were not known as the Howell Nature Center, just Howell Center. And I was hired to diversify, again, the programs. We were only seeing maybe about 1,000 people a year coming into the center. We only had one building at that point in time. And we started as a nature center in 1980, opened up our doors to the public schools, developed an environmental education program. We started in 1982 as a wildlife rehab center. And then it's just kind of history since then, so to speak. We have grown from seeing 1,000 people in 1978 to seeing almost 70,000 people last year coming through our doors. Wow. So it's been quite a great experience for me, seeing everything grow from the ground up, and it's been great.
It's a fascinating growth story. What kind of programs do you typically do there? Are people coming in just for conferences, or are they coming in for educational programs? Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, great. We have about 5 different programs that people can participate in. Most of our overnight lodging is open for organized groups. We unfortunately don't have any individual lodging such as a motel or hotel, but organized groups such as school groups, scout groups, church groups, or other organizations can rent buildings and use this on the weekends for weekend retreats. And then during the week, we run a very extensive school program. Probably a lot of your audience has maybe a fifth grader or sixth grader. You remember going to science camp with your elementary school, and you went to a camp, and you stayed there for 2, 3, 4 nights, and you did environmental education activities. That's what we do here at the Nature Center. So we're very similar to other environmental education camps during the Monday through Friday during the school year. So we have Monday through Friday during the school year, we have the environmental education programs. In the weekends, we have weekend retreats. And then as far as the wildlife, we have a very extensive wildlife program. Again, in 1982, we started taking in injured wild animals. And since then, we have seen almost 50,000 animals that have come through our doors for rehabilitation. The goal of the program is to release as many animals as we can back to their homes in the wild. But every now and then we get an animal that cannot be released, and we evaluate that animal if we have space in our zoo. We have a teaching zoo called the Wild Wonders Wildlife Park. We have over 50 different species in this park. It's a wonderful park where people can walk through and see the different native Michigan native wild animals that that we have here in Michigan. We have animals such as coyotes and fox and white-tailed deer, bald eagles, various owls, various hawks. We have porcupine, possum, and everything else from A to Z. It needs to be, you're not going to see monkeys and chimps and gorillas and lions and tigers because we are committed to native Michigan wildlife. But we have that, and again, we call that the Wild Wonders Wildlife Park. We have a challenge program where people can come out and do challenge programs. Now, what a challenge program is we have high ropes courses, two high ropes courses, challenge courses that teach team development and self-confidence. We have a 60-foot climbing tower, which to our knowledge is the tallest outside climbing tower in Michigan. We also have a 500-foot zip line that people can traverse. And we have actually open zip and tower days on the weekends that people can sign up for those as well. And if that isn't enough, we also run summer resident camps, both day camps and resident camps in the summertime. And we run what we call a global village, which is a partnership that we have through Heifer International, which is a international organization that helps third world countries. And we have an experiential village on site that people can partake in as well. So you can see it's a very well-rounded, not your typical nature center. We do have trails that people can walk through. We definitely have the animals that people can see, which is typical of a nature center. We have something called the Nature Zone, which is a hands-on building, which is typical, but which is not so typical is the overnight and the camping end of the center. That's what is not so typical.
Wow. That's the only word I can think of to describe what you
right.
just said is, wow, that is quite a growth. Kirby, you had a question.
Yeah, I actually just wanted to say I've never actually been to Howell, but I would love to go out there. I actually was navigating your website last night, and you have a wonderful website. It's definitely intriguing. And I saw you have a baby shower last week to celebrate your 30 years in doing wildlife rehabilitation?
Yes. Yeah, thanks for asking that, Kirby. We do have a baby shower, and what typically it's not your typical baby shower where you have to go and play silly little games and
right.
Bring gifts. I'm sure there's a lot of your listeners out there just love those baby showers, and I say that with tongue in cheek. So we make it very easy for people where they can just go to our website and look at the different items that we would need to have donated, and they're just everyday items such as paper towels or cat food or gloves, or you know, there's a number of other items that's on the list. And to celebrate our 30th anniversary, and yes, we do have a 30th anniversary this year for the Wildlife Rehab Program. They can either drop it off, or they can even send a check in the mail to us so we can purchase some of these items.
I think that's so neat. We actually just celebrated our 30th birthday last year at Pruce Pets, so we have that in common.
Wow.
So very neat. Can you also, you can adopt an animal, so you can actually, you guys help in rehab, but you can actually donate money to helping that process. Is that correct?
Yes, and I have a funny little story to tell. Every time we put every time we put that out in the press, usually when it goes out in the press, we invariably have a couple people calling. They're a little bit misled because they think they get to actually adopt a porcupine and
right.
take it home with them, or adopt a coyote and take it home with them, which is really not the case. But they can actually financially adopt, because every animal, it takes money to care, as you know, is in the pet business. It takes money to take care of any animal, whether it's a snake or a bear and everything in between. And there's different levels for each animal. For instance, a cottontail rabbit doesn't take as much food as a bald eagle, for instance. So if they would like to donate, they can do that online. They can get that information online, and we can supply them with any other information that they need. If people, we do take volunteers, even though we do have paid staff, we would not be where we are today with our without our volunteers. We have about 125 volunteers that help us fostering animals, coming out and cleaning cages and cleaning animal habitats either in the Wild Wonders area or in our rehab center. So if anyone would like to get involved or get more information about volunteering, we'd be happy to hear from anyone that would, again, need more information on that.
Well, I really just want to congratulate you and thank you for what you guys are doing. We just started a volunteer program as well, and it's a lot of work to coordinate kids and adults and volunteers with taking care of animals, and it's a big responsibility. So hats off to you guys.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Dick, I want to ask you about something you brought up earlier as you were describing the various items. The Heifer Global Village, that's something that is really fascinating. Can you talk about that in a little bit more depth?
Sure. Heifer, again, many of your listeners may be familiar with Heifer. It's an international, again, it's an international organization. The main headquarters is in Little Rock, Arkansas. And it started years ago where the person who started Heifer started to supply villages with cows. And he noticed that if you gave a family a cow, sure, they could butcher the cow and live off the meat, but then after that, they would go hungry again. So he thought that perhaps they could take this cow and instead of butchering it, actually be able to sustain the family longer in producing, you know, have the cow produce milk and then the fertilizer that came from the cow to produce crops and then having a village, being able to sustain itself over a longer period of time by working with this cow. Then it went to goats, and so it really, this large organization has developed in, again, helping not only third world countries, but villages in these countries and families living in these villages to be more self-sustainable. And it has had a great impact really in many, many countries throughout the world. They have a conference center in outside of Little Rock, and they started this village called the Global Village to teach us here in America really how good we have it and also what we can do with these, with the large resources that we have, with what little we can give, make such a big impact on other countries. You know, a dollar or $20 to us may not seem a lot, a lot of money, but to someone living in Nepal or other areas of the world, $20 is a tremendous amount of money. So what little we can give, again, produces big results in other parts of the world. So they teach that concept, and we teach it here in our village. And we are actually had a chance to go down to the village and participate in the experiential program about 10 years ago. And then we developed a village here in partnership with Heifer. And now Heifer has 5 learning centers throughout the country. We are one of 5 learning centers that they have. We're the only one that's not owned by Heifer. And it's this great partnership that we get to see about 10,000 people a year that come through the village and get that experiential learning opportunity.
Wow, what an eye-opening experience that has got to be for people.
Yes, and we have different home sites. We have one from Thailand. We have one from Mozambique. We have one from this country, the rural America. We have several what we call urban slums. I have a Nepal house, and we're building a yurt village or a yurt as well. And we have a Peruvian farm on site as well.
Wow. It is just an incredible place. And Dick, I'm sorry to say that we're running out of time, but if people are interested in more information or possibly coming out to the Howell Nature Center, can you give some contact information for where people can go to get that info?
Sure. They can. Really, the best where to go would be to our website. It's howellnaturecenter.org, or just going to any of the word search engines and type in Howell Nature Center, and our website will come up. So that's the best place to start. They could call us. Our main phone number is 517-546-0249. Again, those would be two good ways. They can also like us on Facebook. We have a Facebook page with all kinds of pictures and lots of information that's updated on a regular basis, and they can do that as well.
Well, it sounds like a great place to go to. I know personally I've seen a picture of a couple of ducks that come and visit from Africa that
right.
live in the park and are some of the neatest ducks. So you've got incredible nature there. Dick, we want to thank you for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much.
Well,
I'm going to head out there soon.
Oh, thanks, Kirby. It was great talking with you.
We've been speaking this morning with Dick Grant, the executive director from the Hull Nature Center. And Kirby, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with Katie Woodhams from the Fenner Nature Center right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.
Got some ideas? Questions? Suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.